This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown, and it's awesome to have you with us. We head back to New York now, and we're joined by Steve Day. Steve, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, Brad. Is that it?
Steve, the last time we spoke, just as we were wrapping things up, you said that you could swim 3-4 times a day, and you don't think you would get that much improvement unless you sorted the technical side out. That's a big mistake a lot of triathletes make, is they feel they need to spend hours and hours in the pool, but if they're not fixing the sort of fundamental issues, they're really not getting ahead, are they?
It was maybe a little slight exaggeration, but I think for me personally, when I think back in 2013, 14, 15, I probably swung twice a week. 2016, probably 3-4 times a week. My times from 14 to 16 didn't really improve. I certainly became stronger in the water, so I think that was helpful. But there were no big jumps in terms of time. So I think technique, you know, is obviously so important in triathlon. Many a time I've been to the pool and, you know, I've got in a lane with someone who looks significantly less fit than I, and that person has, you know, gone on to lap me several times over. So I learned some big lessons in swimming pretty early on, I think.
You mentioned also one of the big things you did was, or if you could go back, you would have got a coach earlier. Have you got much help from a coaching perspective in the water on your technique?
I've had the odd lesson. I just feel every time I've had lessons, it's my own fault. You know, I just get a little frustrated. We end up doing the same drills, and it's just not worked for me really. This year, in fact, literally yesterday, both my wife and I signed up with a local coach out here in Long Island. I bought a GoPro because I think visually I need to be able to visualize what I'm doing wrong. So I'm going to make a concerted effort this year. In the past, I've kind of dipped in and out, and that's just not, it's just not worked, for obvious reasons.
The visual bit is quite interesting, and you're going to experience this because I think we all feel like we swim like Michael Phelps until we actually see what we look like when we swim, and that's where a lot of the problem comes in, where you can actually almost take yourself out of your body and look at what you're doing, and once you see that, the penny drops and you go, hang on a sec, that's what I'm doing wrong. I think it's going to make a massive difference to your swim.
I'm hoping. When the week I was in Kona this year, someone recommended a local swim coach who does some work with the pros in even as late as race week. So she invited me up to her endless pool and she took some footage. And then there's some photo which I shared with some friends where I've no idea. You know, in my head I'm doing one thing, and then you look at that, and literally my arm is, I don't know what it's doing. It's kind of way out on one side. So I think just being able to visualize and understand that is just so important. So I've made the jump, bought a GoPro, and hopefully that will help this year.
How much improvement do you think there is on your swim? I mean, you talk about wanting to get better all the time. How much faster do you reckon you can go?
If I can take 5 minutes off, I think that would be huge. I mean, ultimately, you know, I was effectively an adult onset swimmer. So, you know, unless I invest in, you know, swimming 5 times a week and an awful lot of technique work, I can't see improvement beyond that. But I can certainly imagine taking 4 or 5 minutes off, which would be great.
Well, I'm pretty sure a year from now, if we have this conversation again and I ask you this question, it's going to be the getting the GoPro and seeing what you're doing in the water. But up until this point, what's been the one thing that you've done that you think's given you the biggest gains in the water?
Just getting in the pool, to be honest. I'm a lazy swimmer. So when I was self-coaching, literally I would turn up on the deck every day and I would sit down and think, right, you know, I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do, so I'll just get in and swim. So last year, having a coach who's a very good swimmer. He runs a very good master's class. He's based out of Penticton in Canada, but does a lot of work with some of the Canadian pros. So he's very focused on swimming. He thinks the swim leg, particularly in Ironman, is just so important. So when we started swim training this year, his approach was very different. In the past, I'd done a lot of longer efforts where he was all about shorter efforts, 50s, 100s, at most 200s, a lot of paddle work, a lot of band work. I'm not sure it made me any quicker, other than it probably meant I slowed down less, if that makes sense. So I was fitter in the water. But I don't think my standalone 100 or 200 time was that much quicker. I was just much stronger. And when you think about it, if you're spending 3 hours a week in the water, you should just be going hard. I think, the easy stuff, I'm not sure that works. Of all the three sports, I think this is where I lack any real insight into swimming because it's so technical. But certainly my own experience is that the shorter, harder stuff actually works better.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not weight bearing, so you recover quicker from it as well. And I mean, you spoke about the injuries in the run. You can push a lot harder in the water, I think, and bounce back a lot quicker. So I think that's a great point to leave it on. Steve, thank you so much for your time here today. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting to your bike next time.
Pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.